الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just now with details about this, the month of Safar which is coming. But one important aspect of our deen is the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a beautiful article has come which we will just share with our brothers also. And that is of the sufra. The sufra, the dastarkhan. To sit down on the floor and to eat on the dastarkhan. And they've said this is very fastly vanishing from the ummah. We are sitting at the table mostly. And that also explained it, that the table is usually rectangular. And then you have the head of the at the table. And he is the important person. And when you eat on a sufra, which is usually round, then there is no head. So all are equal. And the sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never ate on anything, a raised thing from the floor. He ate on the sitting on the floor and just the sufra, whether it is a little plastic or mainly it used to be a leather cloth. Just the leather cloth, and you just sit and you eat on that. And also in that, the Islamic way of life, which actually was the way of all of ours, that one room, there Fajr namaz is made. After Fajr, for example, a little while later, you have breakfast. So you put your sufra down. And after that, you have your daily ta'aleem or whatever in the house. So that same room caters for that also. For everything, you have some classes, madrasa class is the same. Even in a madrasa actually. And still there are those madaris in the world. We saw them in Indonesia, etc. Many other places also, that there is no boarding facility separate, classroom facility separate, or the namaz place separate. The same place. For one time, it is for namaz. At another time, at the same place is for ta'aleem. At another time, the same place, they are sleeping there also. So everything is done there. And you can imagine that the cost of living of such a way of life is very, very, very low. And the way we have made our lives, and which is really the Western way of life, and they have replaced everything of ours. The sufra has made safar. And in fact, it is called sufra to remind us of safar all the time. That you are here not to be sitting and eating and having meals, but you are on a journey. You are traveling. You are making your safar to akhirat. So even when you are eating, your akhirat is in mind. And that is really like last night's ash'ar also. And all the time Allah Ta'ala gives me tawfiq, give us all. And that should be really the purpose of us coming here. That we try and learn more. And not just learn and know, but the learning in a way that it comes into our lives. So that we are on a safar all the time. Like one alim explained very beautifully with regard to the qurbani animals also. That the qurbani animals also, there are so many lessons for us to learn. That one moment they are living freely, they are walking around everything. The next they are slaughtered. So our lives are also like that. We are now moving around freely, but we don't know when suddenly a heart attack or whatever, so many car accident, or a stray bullet, or an intended bullet, and a person's life is gone suddenly. And many people, even young people, how they have passed away. So to be prepared all the time. One lady who passed away recently, she was a young lady in her 40s, and cancer she had, and the pain that some cancer patients go through, very severe, acute pain. But in spite of that, she was teaching HIFS classes. Though she wasn't a hafiza herself, but she was teaching hifz classes all the time. And all the time her concern, advises to her students also, to her family. And at the end, she called him Allahu Akbar. Just imagine how fortunate, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wada gave advice, as-salah, the namaz. She also told them the most important thing in your life is your namaz. See that you are regular with your namaz. So this, whenever we sit down on the sufra, it will remind us, if we have this little, just let our minds run in the right direction. And then we will go toward that safar of akhirat all the time. And yeah, we got a chance to make tawbah. Allah give me tawfiq also to make tawbah, to repair and to repent. And all the essential requirements of tawbah, that we fulfill them. So that when a person passes away, the greatest way to pass away really is with full maghfirat from Allah Ta'ala. With iman, iman-e-kamil. But even a mujahid, a person who passed away as a shaheed also, but like for example, if he's got a debt on him, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should inquire that did he have a debt? If he had a debt, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should say, one of you, the Sahaba, you perform his janazah namaz. And most cases, somebody should take the responsibility of the debt and says, I take responsibility. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should perform the janazah namaz. To have a debt on one is not a guna as such, but it is dislike that you are living on somebody else's money. It is disliked very much. So all the time, how they should be reminded about the akhirat. So this is a very important, and Allah make it that all the sunnahs come into our lives. Also, when we sit down to eat, the best is if a person hasn't got any, he's not handicapped, any pain in his body, limbs, etc., then we sit like in the tahiyat position. And in that, when you eat also, you'll go move forward. So your hunger, your in the stomach is already suppressed. So you won't eat too much. But if you sit at the table, then your stomach is like open fully. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, non-believers, they eat in a lot of food. Whereas believers, Allah make us among those people, the food also is very limited. They eat very limited food because the iman which is there. And in fact, when Yajuj, Majuj will come, at that time the food of the believers will be Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, this will fill their stomachs. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we are still very far, and it is for us to work towards these realities, to try and bring this into our lives. So the sufra, the dastarkhan, is a thing that Allah make that it comes back into our lives. Today we are so many of us, if we even eat, how many of us really sit down on the floor to eat? Very few. And if there are, then it is the breakfast, we have a breakfast nook. And the breakfast at least is like the way of the kuffar. All our meals should be down on the floor. And that is like the expenses of it also. The Islamic system is a life of very, very practicality. And it is for everyone, the rich, the poor, for everyone. But when we sit in the world, and today this Western way of life has, so to say, overpowered us. And like we read in the kitabs, that 9-year-old boys, for example, 10, 12-year-old, they should go for jihad. The whole, the mind was made. It was, they grew up like that. And they should like die in jihad. They should love it because they know what they are going to get. One great sheikh also, who was a great alim also, and a great mujahid also. And he says that these moments of our, where we live in fear when you are in jihad, the enemy is all around us. We are in the middle of all the enemy around us. This all we will be talking about in Jannah. That you remember those days, how we should fear, and now what Allah Ta'ala has given us. In return of that, Allah, for everything, that whatever thorn pricks you, whatever little thirst overtakes you, anything, for all of that there is great, great reward. But today, as now also in the Ash'ar it came, we are slaves of our nafs. We just want all the time comfort. We are told in the hadith to ask the best dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyya wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-dini wal-dunya wal-akhira. That is the best. But we should be, if Allah Ta'ala wishes, a mu'min is really such who will accept it wholeheartedly. But we ask for afiyat, we are very weak. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that the sufra that we become comes back into our lives. And with it, the whole Islamic way of life comes into us also. Today, many people are complaining a lot that there are two aspects what they were discussing. One was the parents, they were also a lot into sports. And now the children are also a lot in sports. The parents, we basically 15, 20 minutes, they were kicking a ball around in the backyard or on the street or something. But the children are going particularly for exclusive sports training, soccer training. And they are working, that has become a big mission. And that has become the object of their life, to become a star in soccer, in whatever it is. And they want to excel in that field. And on the other hand, with this World Cup, how people are engaged in it. Many people themselves are saying also that we are so caught up in these things here. And this is the ploy and the plan of the enemy to get us involved into entertainment, into sports. And how many of us are getting caught up in that? And a person, how much Allahu Akbar, so much so that a person tells his wife, don't speak to me, I'm watching my sports. That has become so important that like in namaz, if I'm making namaz, Quran Sharif, unfortunately, we are reading Quran Sharif, but we are talking, anyone, this phone has come, this person here wants this, this person wants that, and we upset our Quran Sharif reading. Dedication in Quran Sharif reading, though, alhamdulillah, there is full permission that you reach a certain ayat, anything, close your Quran, speak what is necessary, and carry on with ta'awuz at least, and then you read again. But like just a disrespect of the Quran Sharif, leaving it open and discussing this, discussing that, that is also a common thing. And this is all that Western way of life, generally which we term, and it means any way alien to Islam, whether it's an Eastern way of life or Western or whatever, we have been given one way of life, and that is the way which Allah, our Creator and our Maker, He has made us, He has created us, and He knows the best, the way of life. So we see the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every sunnah is 100% conducive, takes us towards the best of this dunya's life also. Even our sleeping, how we should sleep, if we bring sunnahs into our lives, Allahu Akbar. Just a little bit digress on that point. One time our Shaykh, Hazrat Maha Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Hazrat's family, she was also an extremely pious woman. So she got into bed to sleep for the night. Then just then somebody came of the family and told her so and so, requesting duas. It was something urgent. This is for duas. Now she got out to bed again. She made wudu again. She made two rakats namaz again. And then she made dua for the person. Imagine, now who of us will have that? When you are in bed about to fall asleep, at that time to go and do all this, but that is what is required of us. That is a high stages, but that is what is required. It isn't faraz for us, but that is what we should be working towards to try and achieve these qualities. So Allah Ta'ala make it that all of us, whether we go out in Jamaat, alhamdulillah, we go in the Khanqah, we go regularly for Umrah, etc., and everything, and sunnahs are in our lives, but the sunnahs, the practical day-to-day sunnahs, the eating sunnahs, And then there are many other sunnahs also in the eating. Generally, by and large, we see that Bismillah is left out. When we sit and eat, by and large, Bismillah is left out. And Allah loves that person who eats a morsel of food and he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But we hardly think. We will talk of politics, we will talk of sports, we will make ghibat, we will talk bad about people, everything we'll do. But to make shukr to Allah, who alone and alone has given us that food to eat. One very important little muraqabah also we should try to make when we sit down to eat is that this food, only Allah has made it, the original, and then it was cooked and prepared, whichever night came in different forms. But that all also is only by the fazl of Allah, only by the qudrat of Allah. Otherwise it could never ever happen. And then the effect in that food, what effect it's going to have, whether it's going to give you health or whether it's going to be a cause of illness for you. In fact, it may be the cause of your death also. You don't know. That is also only in the hands of Allah. Then to beg of Allah Ta'ala for all the good and the benefit and to save us from all the harm, that is all only from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So that should be what our thoughts should be like when we are eating. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah give Jazai Khair, also said that when we are eating, we shouldn't like the Jews and how they eat, quiet they are. We should be talking something. And we shouldn't be talking of worldly things. Make shukr to Allah for His ni'mat. And also at the same time, Hazrat also taught that never ever give news to somebody while they are eating any bad news. Like somebody met up with an accident, somebody has passed away. Because by that, without ghair shu'uri torpor, without realizing it, the body cringes. And then the food doesn't get digested. And the stomach's work is to take the benefit of the food out. And the waste matter, to send it out as waste. And the benefit. But when you hear that and your body cringes, in which is the stomach also, then it doesn't do its work. It doesn't do its work. And it doesn't take the benefit. That food just goes out just as waste. And the body, though you might have eaten very healthy food also. And that is also a thing which we are not conscious of. One side is halal also, tayyiban also, and healthy food also. Today we are in fact, we call it junk food. And we are happy that we are eating junk food also. And how many places, for example, on a Saturday night, Laylatul Ahad, the night of Saturday, women say that our kitchens are closed, they are locked. You must go and buy food and feed us today, or any other night or something. And then we eat all what we call junk food. And what type of food we eat in that. So, and then how we eat it also. That is also very important. So our Islah has got very many aspects, not only with regard to namaz, that is very, very important, but with our whole deen, our eating, that is also very important. By Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Amir of Raiwin, who passed away, and what a beautiful maut Allah gave him, and for what a long period from his qabr, only sweet smelling scent was coming all the time. Anyway, when very long ago, when the first Moroccan Jamaat came to Raiwin, and there were ulama in that Jamaat, so he asked them, according to you people in Morocco, what is called dindari? Who is a dindar person? Who is a pious person? So they kept quiet at the beginning, but when he insisted, then they told that you people eat 3 meals a day. That is what he said. From that, in other words, you are dunyadar. And they only 2 meals, and according to sunnah, is 2 meals. One is somewhere in the morning, and one is late in the afternoon, early night, evening. That is all. But unfortunately, we are so accustomed to 3 meals a day. That is normal everywhere, wherever we can go. Any khanqah, darul uloom, anywhere, 3 meals we have. So according to them, A person who has three meals a day is a dunyadar person. That person is involved in dunya. So, and where we can't think of it. So, like for example, a person, and there are many people even now, Ramadan, it's only sehri and iftari. But for us, it is sehri, then it's iftari. After iftari, then it's the meal. Not the iftari separate, then it's a meal. And after the meal, after the taraweeh, is again a snack. So we are eating four or five times even in Ramadan. Whereas the righteous people, it's only two meals, whether in Ramadan or out of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala make it that the sufra can come back again and we can eat according to the sunnah tariqa. Allah give us off. And another thing is that when we eat in that way and with the khan, with the one, what you call it? Thali. In English, a big plate where all sit and eat from one plate. When you eat properly according to sunnah, just to summarize it, about 10 people eat from one utensil. And today when we sit and eat, one person uses 10 utensils. You have the small plate, you have the big plate, you have a side plate, you have a teacup, you have a teaspoon, you have a knife, you have a fork. How many utensils one person uses? Whereas there, 10 people eat from one utensil. And the food is just put in there and everyone eats from his side. And alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the opportunity where we were invited to such places and we ate like that. And particularly famous for that type of sunnat meal was the house of Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, rahmatullah. And till when we went, still it was the same. Just that one sufra and all would sit around it and the one dish and the food would come there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. But today, and that is all for that one person. Then the amount of utensils placed on the dastarkhan. The dastarkhan becomes too small for the amount of utensils that are brought and put. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his time, used to say that this is ye sab auraton ke chonch le hai, that all what they prepare, this is this kind dish, this is this kind dish. And today if you go and see, that was that time. And today if you go and see, Allahu Akbar, what type of dishes, and you don't know what this, is it a dessert or what is it? You need directions on how to eat it also and what it is meant for. Otherwise, a person uses it also for wrong purposes. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Anyway, the month of Muharram is almost at the end, and this is the last of the Ashhur-e-Hurum. Whatever few days we got, 3-4 days left, let us try and make the best of it. In this month, every roza is equal to one month's roza. So whatever rozas we can keep, Allah make it easy. Whatever ibadat we can make, Allah Ta'ala make it easy. The value of it is very great. After this now is Safar, and after that is Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jamadiul Ula, Jamadiul Thaniya. So 5 months which are not the Ashhur-e-Hurum. Then Rajab will start, which is 1 month which is of the Ashhur-e-Hurum. So let us try and make the best. The month of Safar which is coming, unfortunately many people in their ignorance, they have attributed lot of wrong things to the month of Safar. That it's a month or it's an unlucky month. And time in any, all time is by, it's our amal and our actions and what we make out of it, that we make it blessed or we make it, we make it a cause of Allah's azab coming down. So we should try our best that we don't fall into all this superstition which are associated with the month of Safar. And especially in that, like for example, unlucky numbers. There is nothing like unlucky in Islam also. Numbers are all equal by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, everything. And we shouldn't think that this number is unlucky or that number is unlucky or something. And yeah, it's no gambling also that you play this gambling lotto and your number comes out and you win a certain amount of money or something. All that is nothing in Islam whatsoever. Yeah, a person should work and make his effort. And as much as we do it according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala puts so much barakat and so much, and how much we break the laws of Allah, then we are ourselves causing the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala to be taken away. And superstitious ideas that we have, like the cat running across the road, for example, or the cat meowing at night, for example, whatever all these things, we should try and take them out. Our aqidah must be solely on Allah Ta'ala, that Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. And also, at the same time, to be regular with our zikr, of Allah Ta'ala. And in that also, that we do it consciously. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. To the reality that Allah alone, Allah is alone. There is no other being like Allah. And power and qudrat is solely in the hands of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. So these are like for more or less like basic things. But really, we are still very weak in that. We believe medicine has got an effect. Medicine, Allah put effect in it. And only by the will of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. On its own, medicine can't cure or can't, nothing can harm also. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he spoke about Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, the enemy said that here is a bottle of poison, drink it then. Allah alone is the doer and he has the power. Now he was a man of the, and those were the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu. And that was the effort of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that they had reached that level. And he knew that la ilaha illallah, that only Allah ta'ala does. And a deadly poison which would kill a person instantly, one drop of it. He drank the whole bottle and nothing happened. What was that iman? So we are far from that, and Allah knows we can reach that stage. But that is our direction. Our direction is not the opposite direction. We have to face Kaaba, Qibla, not the opposite, and this worldly people. What they are dishing out for us, and what they are telling us, and their lifestyle. No, we must be going in the right direction. All the superstition, and all, whether it was superstition in the past, or in modern day, with all artificial intelligence, for example, which is also called absent intelligence. Today we are so much influenced with all those things, with all the sports and entertainment. And the right place for a woman is the house. That is where she should be. I'll just repeat again what I told Ras last night, that here, Maulana Imran, Mufti Imran Marks is here. His little daughter family comes to the house. They have talim, etc. A four-year-old child, his four-year-old little daughter, she, Appa brought her in to make salam and to collect a badam. But when she came, and she immediately went back, she saw that he is a ghair mahram, a four-year-old child. And afterwards I spoke to Appa, she told me that sometimes she even wears the niqab. And I remember girls in the family, when they were now, it was necessary for them to put on the niqab, but they found it very hard. And today when our girls are brought up without ijar, then when they have to now wear ijar, it becomes very hard for them. If they didn't wear ijar all along, now it becomes very hard. So this is the training which must be in the house. But we are giving today, generally, we as parents, we are giving the opposite training. And then eventually, in fact, in the Quran Sharif, where Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has warned us, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ. Do not make the Yahud and the Nasara your friends. In the explanation of that, the ulama have written, there are two main causes why a person alienates himself from Islam and Muslims and goes to the camp of the kuffar. One is the love for them, and the other is their company, sohbat. Two things. So if a person has love for the kuffar, for their way of dressing. Today we see our youngsters, the dressing. commonly it is just the dressing of from dressing it's difficult, though that person is a mu'min and many of them are good believers, but their dressing. Once we were on the way from Egypt, I think it was, to Palestine, and when we were sitting in the bus, just opposite us two young boys were sitting there, but from their dressing you wouldn't, from any remotest corner, you won't say that they were Muslims. But Islam was strong in their heart. From there till we reach our destination, they were only reading Quran Sharif. So that's not an easy feat to be reading so much Quran Sharif. MashaAllah, we have brothers here with us who we have seen that, for example, on a flight, we sit in the flight, and when you nafal namaz, you don't have to face Qibla. You don't have to stand. You can just sit on your seat. And one way for engaged in namaz. The whole journey, alhamdulillah, today also. But on the other hand, we have the others, immediately the magazine which is there, or the phone comes out, and we go on to various sites, etc. So we have to see in which camp we are. So anyway, during this month of Safar, let us take this lesson to disassociate ourselves from all types of superstition, all the, and that are not weak but corrupt beliefs, and which will corrupt our deen. And also in the Quran Sharif, according to the Mufassirin, where Allah has started with the subject that don't keep the company and don't have the love of the kuffar. In front, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ, those who become murtad. And ulama have written that that is the starting point which can lead you then eventually towards irtidad. At the beginning it seems, whether it is just sitting at the table and eating, and we carry on with that way. In fact, one place we went where in many towns, Muslims are buying houses from the white people. White people are leaving. So there they had, in that house which we happened to go many years ago, it was in one of the country towns, they had a cellar at the bottom. And how those people, they have the wine, etc. They had the, everything was like that. And they did not have wine, but apple juice, grape juice. But how the wine is served, the bottle is corked, etc. Like that, they were serving apple juice and grape juice. But all on that tariqah. So what this can lead a person, and Hazrat Maulana As'ad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that when we came to our country, many times our cutlery, our dishes, it has got a golden rim. It's not gold, it's just gold color. But he said, don't even have that. Gold is forbidden for us, for men, to use. But the gold color is just, it's just a color. But your children wouldn't know. Then they will say, our parents used to eat, there was nothing wrong with them. They were eating in plates in which there was gold. That is how they saw it. So that ihtiyat also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that with this coming of this month of Safar in a few days, that we strengthen our iman, aqidah. Let it show in our daily lives also. And let us become more stronger and associate and connect ourselves with the Islam and with the Muslim Jamaat. And we disassociate in almost everything we try and disassociate from the non-believers, whether it be our dressing, our all our other things, and the method of our eating, etc., our dressing, our education, everything. We try and bring more and more Islamic system into our lives. And we should try and work towards this. This is, Allah, give me tawfiq first, give us all tawfiq. This is, and finally, our real destination on our safar is our qabr, the first station of the akhirat. And Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to cry so much at the qabr, or at the mention of the qabr. And people used to say that you don't cry so much about the akhirat. You should say this is the first halting place, the first station of the journey of Akhirat. Who passes here, passes everywhere else. And Allah save us all. Who fails here, fails everywhere else. And there is no return from there. We can't. One person asked a question, and he said that on Qiyamah's day, Is it possible that we ask people for forgiveness for the wrong that we had done to them? So there is no possibility. It has to be done here. And here we are afraid and we are ashamed to ask for maafi for the wrong that we have done. But here is the place, and it will save us from that great humiliation on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah save us from being destroyed in this dunya also and in the akhirat also. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all to righteousness and towards deen, inshallah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.